Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, let's go to really the story of the last week, which is the European Athletics Championships, Ireland's best ever performance over there. The girls of green, they're in action tonight. It's the last night of the championships. The women's 4x400 metres relay team, they have their sights on gold. More gold. Is it possible? Athletics journalist Cathal Dennehy is in Rome. Good morning to you, Cathal.
Good morning.
Should we be very confident again tonight?
I think we can be very confident of a medal. I mean, there are three teams in this women's 4x400 metre team final that look above the rest. They are the Netherlands, Poland and Ireland. They look very evenly matched, those three teams on paper. The team we expect to go to the line for Ireland is Sophie Becker, Rashida Adelecki, Phil Healy and Charlene Maudsley. In their heat yesterday, I mean, they were well below strength given they were missing Adelecki. Maudsley had to be drafted in as a late sub after another team member got injured in the warm-up. And they ran the second fastest time in Irish history. You know, a time they only approached, they ran half a second quicker at the World Relays back in May. That's when Adelecki was running. Yeah. Adelecki, when you add her to the team, usually adds about 3 seconds. So we can probably expect them to go significantly quicker tonight and run a national record. I think it's going to be very close between them and the Dutch and perhaps Poland. And it might all come down again to a thrilling anchor leg head-to-head, perhaps between Femke Bol and Charlene Maudsley.
Oh, and passing the baton as well, which is the heart-stopping moment. But a little less so in a 400 metres, I presume.
Yeah, it's a little bit easier. In the 4x400 metre relay, you have a sight. Normally, you turn around and you have your eyes on the baton exchange. So there's much fewer dropped batons in that situation, but it can still get a little congested at change over time. And that's where actually, by putting Rashida Adelecki, the fastest on the Irish team, on the second leg, it helps a lot because they run in lanes up until early in the second leg. So she really does put you out front and to avoid a lot of that kind of carnage that happens at the changeovers.
And that's where she was in the mixed relay as well. She didn't run in the heat. You follow these things a lot closer than the rest of us. I was always surprised that, you know, you get four different girls running in the final than the heat that they qualified in.
Yeah, you can have completely different lineups, but it was only about probably 13, 14 hours. The heat was after that 400 metre final. Yeah. So it made no sense really for Rashida to come back, you know, save her energy. The team, there's enough strength in Irish 400 metre running for them to make the final without her. But now she's coming in and she'll be a bit fresher. And it's one last blazing lap of the Stadio Olimpico tonight. I think they're, you know, barring a dropped baton or anything strange going wrong, I think they're definitely going to get a medal. The debate is what colour that medal is. They're definitely capable of gold, but there's some, you know, lethal weapons as well in Natalia Kaczmarek of Poland. She'll probably be on the anchor leg for them, the individual 400-metre champion. And, of course, Femke Bol, who's the world indoor 400-metre record holder and a brilliant run last night to win the 400-metre hurdles. They, I think, will probably be behind Charlene Maudsley, but we've seen so often here and elsewhere that Charlene Maudsley, once she has the baton in a relay, is a magnificent anchor leg runner, so she'll be very tough to catch, I think.
And Kaczmarek, that's a name we're going to get to know. She obviously beat Adelecki to the gold the other night, and that's the battle for the Olympics, I presume.
Yeah, I mean, Kaczmarek is certainly, she's the world silver medalist. You know, she'll be there at the Olympics and I'm sure she'll be running under 49 seconds. Rashida, I would expect, will be a much fitter athlete and a stronger athlete as well. She was only running her first individual 400 metres of the season here. So, and was training right through this. She didn't ease down. She didn't freshen up. She will in Paris. So I think she'll be faster in Paris. And yeah, there are other athletes out there on a global level who are now running under 49 seconds. So that's the benchmark. You want to get an Olympic podium, you have to break 49 seconds. And, you know, 7 weeks out from the Paris Olympics, Rashida Adelecki is well on track to do that.
Brilliant. I'll come back to the Olympics in a second, but I want to talk about these championships because they are our most successful ever. I mean, if we look back at our history here, was it just Sonia O'Sullivan who's won medals at this level previously?
Yeah, there's plenty of athletes who've won medals, but Sonia Sullivan was the only gold medalist, and that's going across 90 years of history and 25 previous editions. And when you think of the names like John Tracy, Eamon Coughlin, Katrina McKiernan, like a lot of the Irish greats, Dermot O'Rourke, David Gillick, they've all tried to win gold at the European Championships and come up short. So to have the two gold medals already in the bag,
it's incredible.
You know, the only time that's happened before was 1998, and that was Sonia winning a double. Mm. Mark Carroll also back then won a bronze medal. So with the two golds and one silver, they've already surpassed the best ever showing. And I think we're going to see a fourth medal tonight. So it's already the best ever showing at a European Championships. And that's just a sign of just how strong Irish athletics is right now across the board.
Is this a surprise to us? Have the championships, have they beaten expectations, or were you expecting a few medals this time out?
I don't think it's a big surprise. I think a lot of people, this championship's crept up on a lot of people. Maybe the hype wasn't there beforehand, but looking at the strength across their ranks, when you look at the likes of, you know, generational talents really in Ciara Mhaigheán and Rashida Adelecki, and you had them going into battle at European level. I think I was talking to David Gillick on the way out here in the airport of RTE, and, you know, we both said four medals, we thought, is expected. Five would be ridiculous, but three would actually probably be disappointing. And, you know, I think if they don't get a medal in tonight's relay, it probably will be disappointing. And it's so in a sense, as good as it is, they haven't really exceeded expectations, because this is just how good the Irish team is right now. They are the strongest they've ever been.
And tell us, because the exceeding expectations, what has happened in the meantime in the last few years? Why is Irish athletics having such a golden moment?
Well, I think I'd say there's many reasons. One is participation numbers. You know, in terms of the membership of Athletics Ireland, it's up. It's well over 60,000 now. They hit their highest ever figure for membership last year. That's one part of it, but also coaching is much better now. There's still a lot of distance left to run in terms of professionalising the Irish coaching structures. We have far fewer professional coaches than other countries around Europe. You know, our systems probably lag 10 or 20 years behind a lot of countries like Germany or Poland. However, Athletics Ireland deserve huge credit for how the average club coach across the country these days is so much better skilled, better educated than they were, say, 20 years ago. So if you put higher participation plus better coaching, I think this is the result. And of course, it certainly doesn't harm to have an athlete like Rashida Adelecki and Ciara Mhaigheán come along, where as long as they stay healthy and have the right guidance, their talent is just so outrageous that they're going to be on European podiums.
And great characters as well. I mean, it's just so exciting. That's going to be tonight, 4x400 metre relay final. That's at 10:05, all live on RT2 television. The athletics fans will be watching Jacob Ingebrigtsen as well, the Norwegian wonder kid. He toys the field. That's in the 1500 metre final.
Yeah, he'll be very, very hard to beat, I would say. Jacob Ingebrigtsen, I mean, you know, he's unstoppable. Andrew Coskren will be in there for Ireland.
He'll be in there.
But I would say probably looking at a 6th or 7th place finish for him. But yeah, Ingebrigtsen, you know, he's going to become the most successful European athlete ever at these championships, looking for a 6th gold medal tonight. So a bit of history there in the making.
He's a bit of crack as well. I'm sure a top 10 final is good for Ireland in that. Listen, thanks so much, Cathal Dennehy. We'll watch the action ourselves here. It's on RT2 television, and the Chief Executive of Athletics Ireland is going to be with us tomorrow as well, Hamish Adams. We have to take one more break before we go.
From the North Tech Studio, followed by your message to 80889.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by itsforwomen.ie. Irish online car insurance that's driven to offer big discounts and even bigger rewards.